Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Go well. I was just on scrolling through Facebook real quick.
Mm-hmm.
My friend Kathy put the, like a meme up. It says, name a superstition that you strongly believe in.
All of them. Like literally all of them.
Really?
Like I don't put my purse on the floor.
Your salt over the shoulder in the kitchen person?
That's a thing?
Like putting, if you spill some salt?
Hold on. Putting your purse on the floor is a thing?
Do not do that.
Hold that's not a superstition.
This is going to be rich.
No, it's true.
This is going to be rich.
No, you're not supposed to. This is a thing. Trust me when I tell you, I am not the only one who knows that
so
this is a thing.
What does it mean if you do it? What's the problem?
If you put your purse on the floor, your money flows out the bottom, and you're going to lose money. If you put it on the floor, you're going to lose money.
It is.
You know, I just said Raj wouldn't last a week in my head.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I'd make it an hour.
In your head.
There's a lot of crazy.
That's a thing.
Not crazy. Like, there's a lot of, listen.
You want to say crazy.
Your money's not falling out of the bottom you pick.
But not literally, but that's the superstition is that if you do that, it's the access out of the bottom of your purse into the ground and you're going to lose money. So it's kind of like, you know, if you walk under a ladder, bad luck, you put your purse on the floor, you're going to lose money. So
I wonder if my wife thinks that. She always hangs it on the door handle.
Yes, you have to. I bet you she does.
I don't think I've ever seen it on the floor.
I feel like you should text her. I feel like you should ask her if that's a thing because...
That's a good point. Like, why would they put it on? First of all, I don't think you put it on the floor because you think of the floor as dirty and you don't want it on your pocketbook or your purse or whatever, right? But I think you're right. I don't think I've ever seen Susan's. It's always on the counter.
When people do it, sitting on the railing by the stairs.
That's just, it would make sense for it to be
right,
on the
counter. Right, it does. But nobody puts it on the floor. But we don't put wallets on the floor. So.
Exactly.
Well, who would do that?
But your wallet's in your pocket.
Yeah.
If we're hanging out and then someone like sits on my couch and then they put their purse on the floor, I will pick it up and put it on the couch or whatever. I will move people's purses off the ground because that's just bad luck.
There's a couple of money related ones here, and that's one of them. This is under the title of Weird.
Well,
super weird, bizarre money superstitions. One is you only pick up pennies that are heads up.
Yes, and if you see it face down,
a penny, pick it up all day long. I'll have good luck.
Give me that.
But tails up, you'll leave it.
No, tails up, you kick it with your left foot.
Oh, until it's heads up.
Yeah, you kick it with your left foot.
Oh,
and
your
then
left.
You
foot.
Hope,
oh my God.
You hope that it lands heads up, but if it doesn't, you can't kick it again. You're forcing the luck. You have to let it happen naturally. And then if it lands face down again, then someone else sees it until it eventually lands face up. And then whoever it lands face up for, and that person finds it, that's the person that needed the good luck more so than we did. So that's why it took to that person.
Wow.
I never heard of the kicking one, but I will always pick up a penny on heads up.
I thought it was just for good luck.
Let me teach you all something here. Just pick up the penny. Don't leave money behind. Why would you leave the money behind?
Nope. Only
dime, a quarter. Only heads up?
Mm-hmm.
Only heads
absolutely.
Up. It's bad luck if you do
money's
it.
Money.
I have a friend that believes that she'll find something about pennies having to do with her grandfather that passed.
Like it's coming back to her.
There's a lot of those.
Like that. Like that's a sign.
Yeah.
That he's around.
Well, you know, redbirds are supposed to be people that.
There we go.
Cardinals. Yeah, yep. I've heard that.
Brett and I were just talking about this yesterday.
Yep.
There are a ton of cardinals around for some reason, and it used to be they'd be really rare. And Susan would say, "Oh, hi, Grandpa." She'd be like, "That's Grandpa. Grandpa loved cardinals." Aww. So that was, but they were rare. Now they're everywhere this year. I haven't heard her say it once. I think she realizes that, they're everywhere.
F you, Grandpa. Where's my money, Gramps?
Itchy palms, Monica?
Left hand means bad. You're going to lose money. Right hand means you're going to get money. And I do that all the time. In fact, to the point where if I have something in my palm is itching in my left hand, I won't itch it. I'll be like, I don't want it to. But I'll itch the crap out of my right palm. Yeah, absolutely.
Have you heard of the one where there's a bird poop on your car?
Well, then I must be the luckiest person in the world.
Brett, you're rich.
Good because mine, it was crapped all over the other day.
The superstition is bird droppings bring great wealth. So whether it's on your house, on your sidewalk, on your car.
You guys, hold on. My the other I moved to this new place and I have this.
Do I need to pour a drink? Is this one of those?
There's no arguing with facts, though. This is not even. This is factual. So yeah. He's just said that. And so I parked in this new spot that I wouldn't normally park in. And I regretted it because there was bird poop all over the windshield. Not just one or two. Like, I could almost see. I had to go to the gas station and clean it type of thing, right? And I recently have three new really good sources of income that I came upon, like, randomly, that wow. Whatever. Three. And it's all good money. And
since you got pooped on.
Since I got pooped on, yes, and it came out of nowhere. So, you can't argue with the poop logic here, you guys. You cannot argue with that. That's fabulous. Well,
in that case, anytime you need some luck, give me a call. I'll help you out.
I just texted my wife.
Yeah.
She does hang her purse on the door for both the superstition and cleanliness.
Ah, see?
She said, yep. She goes, they say you lose your money on floor.
Yep.
And you know I'm OCD, is what she texts back. Yep, there you go.
Wow. And have you ever placed money on a person who's deceased, Monica, before they laid to rest? Did you ever
I've
place
never
coins
been to a funeral or known
a coffin?
Anyone that's
ever?
No.
Wait,
yes.
What?
You've never been to a funeral?
No.
Really?
Knock on wood. Yeah.
You're 49 years old.
Knock on wood. Superstition.
The only person I knew who died was my grandma, and that was me. But she was in Iowa, and all of that happened in Iowa, so I didn't go to the funeral or anything like that.
You're 40. You'll be 49. Wow. You're 49
now. I
have
to keep announcing that, but yes,
no. But hold, you don't know anybody that's died.
No, knock on wood. No.
How is that? We could hang out with you, man. Well, I'll be 110.
No friends OD'd. No accidents.
OD'd.
No bad health. Like nothing.
My ex-husband. You know, and I saw a red bird night. For some reason, his name popped into my head. Just the other day. My ex-husband's best friend from his childhood. So I kind of knew him. I met him like two or three times. He committed suicide in 2003, I think, or something like that. But other than that, and it's sad because he was such a good guy. But other than that, nobody.
So you don't know anybody, and you weren't at that funeral because you weren't geographically
really
there?
Him. Yeah, and I right. didn't really. It wasn't.
Holy smokes. I don't know how you go through life without knowing, or without ending up at a funeral for somebody.
I don't know how you go through life going to funerals that much.
Wait,
like,
not even somebody you worked with?
Jesus.
Never? Nobody?
There was a guy.
And you have a big family.
I know.
They're all alive.
And they're all in other places.
Yeah, they're all alive.
I guess.
Jesus.
Do you knock on wood?
Always. I just did like three times.
You did it
right
twice.
Now.
Like,
oh, Jesus.
During this conversation, she said knock on wood twice.
Did you actually do it when you knocked, when
yes,
you said it?
Yes, I did. I physically did it.
Yeah.
If I knock on wood, I'll just knock on my head.
No, see, I don't do that. I have to find actual wood.
Yes.
Like, we have wood here.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
Thank
I'm
you.
Very logical. I'm very superstitious, though.
Really?
You are?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah. I will say, if I say knock on wood, I will actually have to find wood yeah. somewhere to do it.
What if you say it and there's no wood?
I don't know. We're in big trouble.
Do you freak
we're
out? Big,
yeah.
I would freak
out.
Maybe a little uncomfortable for a second.
And then you'll forget about it?
Yeah.
Let's peel back this onion.
When you got your new car, did you throw money on the floor?
I didn't, but I had two people do it.
You had two
I didn't ask them
okay,
to.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
did it.
Right. You shouldn't have to ask
I haven't
them
removed
to.
It, though. And I was actually thinking the other day, because I do want to, I got new floor mats. So I'm like, what do I do with that change?
Mm-hmm.
Do I take it, like, put it in, like, what I was going to do is to take it, put it in a Ziploc bag, and then keep it in the car.
Mm-hmm.
But that, like, separately.
Doesn't that ruin it?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, when you get a car wash, they're going to vacuum it up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Right.
So then you definitely are out of luck literally there. So yeah. I figure if I'm keeping it within the actual car,
yeah. See, you got to yep.
separate.
What
you
got to
do.
Mm-hmm.
What you got. Solid logic.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What you got to do is you got to get friends that aren't cheap. So they throw bills in the car and you can then just tie the bills around the windshield wiper
yep.
thing or that whole thing. But your friends are cheap throwing quarters. At,
well, that's what they had. It was a very nice offer.
Scumbags.
That's the normal, though, is throwing coins is the normal. I mean, I've never heard of somebody throwing a dollar bill like it flutters through the air and doesn't even land in the car. Like, nobody does that.
Of course it lands in the car. I've thrown dollar bills in people's cars before. It's always gone in the car. Just throw it on the floor.
I'll always do right foot first, putting on my socks.
What?
Yeah.
Well, that's
always
why?
Do right.
But is that superstition or is that just habit?
Well,
I don't think it's superstition.
Well, I will not put on a left sock for, like, the term, get off on the right foot. So I will do that.
Oh,
I'll
no, see if
I
put Brad, my you're introducing new things to me. I will never do that. You just
oh, no.
Like putting on my son's hockey skates too. Always the right foot. Yep.
Even for him.
Yep.
And now,
yep.
now you're messing with my weirdness because I've never thought of it before, and now you're introducing that, and it's going to conflict with my. It's not fair if the right one always gets it or the left one always gets it, and the other foot's mad. I don't know what to do now.
I'll make a.
I'll make
this
I'll,
is the
excuse,
best.
Excuse me.
This is
excuse
the best.
Me. If I'm listening to this show,
I know,
and I'm in my car, I'm staring at the dashboard going,
and going, "Wow,
what?
Finally, someone is like
yes,
me."
No,
yes,
I'm like,
absolutely.
What the F is going on here? You think you know a guy? I have no idea who you are.
You just got to ask questions. You ask questions, you get answers.
That's great. That's great.
If I see it's a time on a clock and it's the same numbers, I'll make it, you know, oh, you wish for something.
Like 11-11?
11-11, 444, 33, like that.
We cracked the mics open, and I'm saying to my, and as we crack the mics open, I have my phone in my hand, and I see this thing on Facebook. I'm like, yeah, I wonder if this will work. I see this thing on Facebook, superstitions, and look what we got here. There's oil in them Nar Hills.
I won't open an umbrella inside.
Yeah, you know, that's inconvenient anyway. I mean, that's just
dumb. You
annoying
can't
to do.
Can't fit out the door.
Well, some people do. Well, you can if you have a big enough door or whatever. Some people do it. Or if they have it, they'll walk inside and let it dry off on the inside by keeping it open.
How is it that one of the most logical people I know is this nuts?
It's not nuts.
It's nuts.
Now, let me ask you this, JP.
The shoe thing is crazy.
Maybe this is why Brett does this and stuff. It's better, like, what if it's better safe than sorry? Like, it doesn't hurt to do these little tiny things that aren't that big of a deal.
It doesn't hurt if you don't.
I'm not chancing it, dude.
All right, we got.
You did none of it. It doesn't change your life.
We got to take a break, Monica. Keep these calls on hold because this is just rich. I can't believe what's coming out of Brett's mouth.
That's great.
I can't.
I also won't say things like if somebody cuts me off, I won't go, I hope you die. Like, I won't do that. I won't do that.
So you'll never say, I wish you get a flat tire.
No, you never say. No, I wouldn't. I don't say things that I don't want to happen
to them or you.
Either do I.
Yeah, I would never say stuff like that. It's horrible. You just don't want to put
so
it out in the universe.
Where I said, I hope your wheels fall off.
Right.
Totally meant it.
Oh.
if you maybe have a superstition you do that we haven't discussed, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. Boy, you never know what people are thinking in their private thoughts.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.